Chapter 12. Dad Goes Shopping. Dante. Dad had bought so many things for Emma that the sitting room was full. There was a cot which needed to be built and lots of nappies. There was a high chair, a special chair with long legs for Emma to sit at the table. There was a baby carrier so you could carry a baby against your chest while keeping your arms free to do other things. There were also a lot of toys, baby creams, baby spoons and forks, baby bottles, baby books and baby clothes. Dad thought that the baby was staying for a long time, but I knew that she'd only be here until I got the DNA results. "This must have cost so much money," I said, shocked. "I was only going to buy a cot, some nappies, and a few clothes," Dad admitted. "But she's my granddaughter. Anyway, you'll have to buy everything after this." That was another shock. I would have no money after a week. Dad made Adam help him build a cot so that I could spend time with Emma. Neither Adam nor I were happy with this plan, but Dad wouldn't listen. "Do you really think she's mine?" The words came out before I could stop them. Dad and Adam turned to look at me.
"Of course she's yours," said Adam. "She looks just like you."
"Adam's right," Dad said. "She looks just like you." 40 minutes later, Dad came downstairs after making the cot. Emma was on the carpet playing with one of her new toys. "Have you spoken to her?" he asked. "To say what?" I asked. Dad sighed. "Dante, she won't learn how to talk if you don't talk to her."
"I know, I'm not completely stupid."
"I never said that you were," Dad said tiredly. "Not everything I say to you is meant in a negative way."
"But it is," I said angrily. "When was the last time you said, 'Well done, Dante'?"
"Do you want praise for having a kid at 17? "I'll praise you when you've done something to deserve it."
4 A-stars so I can go to university wasn't enough?"
"I didn't say that."
"You did well," said Dad.
"I'll never do anything good enough for you, will I?"
"That's not true."
"But I wanted you to do something with your life. Be someone."
"I'm sorry. I'm just a stupid 17-year-old with a kid. I'm sorry, Dad. Sorry, sorry, sorry."
"Don't shout at me," Dad said. Emma started crying very loudly and Adam came to the door.
"I'm not surprised Emma's screaming. What the hell is wrong with you two?" he asked.
I picked up Emma and held her close. "Do you want me to take her?" Dad said.
"I don't need your help," I told him. "I can manage."
After this, Dad put the high chair together while Adam played with Emma and made her laugh. But as soon as Dad took the high chair into the kitchen, Adam turned to me angrily.
"What's wrong with you?" he said. "Dad's doing his best."
"Nothing," I said in a low voice. "But Dad didn't even say well done when I told him my exam results."
"And you didn't even say thank you for all the stuff that he bought Emma. The problem with you and Dad is that you're both stubborn. You're two alike."
"Are you crazy?" I said.
"I'm not like him at all."
When it was time to get Emma ready for bed, Dad could see that I was scared. "Do you need help?" he asked. "Yes, please," I said quietly.
"What did you say?"
he asked, putting one hand behind his ear.
"I didn't quite hear that."
Adam started to laugh, and then Emma laughed too. Dad's mouth moved, and then suddenly we were all laughing together. Dad showed me how to check that Emma's food wasn't too hot before feeding her and how to give her a bath. But she wouldn't lie down in her cot and go to sleep. "Read or sing to her," Dad said. "That's what I used to do with you." That was a surprise. Dad was a terrible singer. I didn't sing, but I read a book to Emma until she fell asleep. Later, when everyone was sleeping, I switched on our computer and looked for my university. I stared at the computer for a long time, but I had to do this. I couldn't lose my future. With a single click, I accepted my place at the university.